Good afternoon, Dominica. 106 is the afternoon time. The biggest afternoon show on radio. This is the talk on the block. I'm here. Mr. Joshua Francis is here. And Mr. Mike Wallace is here. We'll be spending some time for the next hour speaking on the issues of the day. All right, 108 is the afternoon time. Joshua is here. And Mr. Mike Wallace, let's say good afternoon to you guys this afternoon to you. How are you doing?
Very well, very good afternoon, Matt.
Good afternoon to you. I see the attorney at law representing the Rose of Salt constituency is also here getting, I suspect, a few notes from his back here. Seems to be all organized this afternoon, coming all the way from La Plaine today.
That is correct. Good afternoon, Matt, and good afternoon to your listeners. A special good afternoon to the people of the Rose of Salt constituency, extending from Fobawa to Silver Lake. Mm-hmm. And, of course, I must make mention of Wallhouse, Castle Comfort, Jodel, Eggleston, Fortney, Newtown, okay. King's Hill. We mentioned Lubier.
Okay.
Bath Estate. Mm-hmm. A special good afternoon to you. I hope you're having a good one, a great one.
All right. How is the constituency?
Well, my constituency is poised to realize a change of government for a better life. Right now, people are in carnival mode, but of course, there's an excitement in the air that finally we're going to get a change of government, which will bring structural changes to the life of my constituents and Dominicans by extension.
What has to be done and has not been done?
Well, many things, Matt. One of the key things that was supposed to have been done is to grow the economy, to create jobs, and to create sustainable jobs. Mm-hmm. Jobs which can attract not just our young people here, but our resource personnel abroad. Because we want to create a Dominica where those who go and study feel welcome to come back. They feel that the salaries and the wages in Dominica are competitive, that they're respected for their talent. They're welcomed, and they have a part to play in the economic development of the country. And of course, another thing that was supposed to have been done over the past 19 years is to realize an improvement in the infrastructure in Dominica so that the private sector could grow, small businesses could grow, we could become more competitive in the international space as far as investment is concerned. We were also supposed to have increased production on the island, which is an important element of economic growth. We were supposed to have grown the economy by at least 5% over the last 19 years. We did not get that. We were supposed to reform our laws. We were supposed to make life better for our children by improving the legislative framework, providing the resource centers, such as training schools, building a rehabilitation center for when the young people fall in cracks, they can get a second chance or a second knock at life. Improving sports facilities, improving the medical facilities in Dominica Medical Service, construct an international airport, improve the seaports, reform our tax laws, reform legislation concerning business in Dominica, and improve agriculture, improve the tourism infrastructure and tourism base so that our tourist receipt could increase. Those are some of the things, including many other things that we were supposed to have done over the past 19 years, but clearly this government has failed, hence the reason why people are saying, hey, don't linger anymore, just call the elections, let us get it over with so that the pain and sufferings of the ordinary Dominican can come to an end.
All right, of course, Mr. Mike Wallace, just to bring you into conversation here, what are you hearing on the ground?
Matt, first of all, let me say good afternoon and good afternoon to all of your listeners out there, far and near. I have to say, Matt, it is what Honorable Joshua Francis has said very well describes the situation. That he mentioned earlier that Roseau South is poised for the change of government. Well, I will add to this and say that Dominica, based on what I'm hearing on the ground and seeing on the ground, Dominica is poised for a change of government. And at this point in time, it couldn't come any sooner for Dominica, because Dominica has been suffering. When you heard the list of the things that ought to have been done and things that could have been done that has not yet been done, you ask yourself, well, was there a government in office for the last 19 years?
Mm-hmm.
And if the answer is in the affirmative, what was this government doing? What were their priorities? And, you know, it shows here that the business of governments is governance is a science. And if the people that are, in fact, the executive, if they do not understand the science of governance and what it takes, the planning that is required to grow the economy and change lives, it's not going to happen. And so what Honorable Joshua Francis just described is such a situation where the governance of the country over the last 19 years has been so poor, they have failed to pay attention to the needs of people. And this is the difference right now, where, as the United Workers Party team Dominica has been saying, it is time, and they've been putting forward the proposals and the intent for changing Dominica's economy, first of all, and changing people's lives.
All right. How much campaign is taking place as we speak?
And generally, or you're talking about?
I'm talking about your constituency.
Well, we are just doing what we have been doing over the past 4 years, and that is meeting with the people, listening to them, and doing our utmost to meet their needs. Of course, the country is in campaign mode, and we expect the political trigger from the Prime Minister as far as declaration of the election date to be done sometime during the course of the year. And mm-hmm. Of course, you don't take anybody for granted in the electoral process, and therefore our campaign is on. We are confident that the people are supporting us, and we are growing the numbers. People are attracted to our campaign. They're attracted to United Workers Party Team Dominica because they understand that is the only party in Dominica right now that can bring meaningful change to transform the structures in Dominica, institutional changes, economic changes, social changes, legislative changes that will bring a better life for them.
I had a conversation, I think, last evening with a gentleman from the Silver Lake area who seems mm-hmm. to have some plumbing issues with the apartment complex there. Have you been investigating that? Because that seemed to be a concern there.
Yeah, well, Hurricane Maria struck one of the apartments severely, and since then, nothing really hasn't been done to give the people a relief. Some people have, like, plastics over their windows, and the conditions can be improved, but of course, they have been neglected.
Is there a particular institution that maybe is the bill involved there in terms of trying to rectify the problem?
Well,
what's the result?
The Ministry of Housing. That raises a question that many people have raised in terms of ownership of the apartments, whether the occupants will get strata titles.
Mm-hmm.
Because we hear of persons getting apartments, but we have not heard a proper policy on the apartments as far as whether the occupants will at some time have to pay anything to the state, whether they will get strata titles, what is the arrangement.
They're not sure at this time, even now, in this late stage, whether this apartment belongs to them, whether it's a lease, what was going on there?
Well, they are the equitable owners.
Right.
But from my understanding, they have not signed any contract saying that they are lessees or they are owners. What I can say from a legal point of view is that they are equitable owners by virtue of the fact that they were given keys and then occupation of the apartments.
Mm-hmm.
But that is something that we are concerned about, because not only we want to give people keys, Matt, we want to ensure people have jobs so that they can maintain their apartments. They can maintain their lives. And that is one of the problems associated with these housing projects. You must have a systematic, a short-term, medium-term, and long-term plan for the people in the relocation process. You do not just put them in the structures. You have to find a way to create jobs for them so they can take care of themselves moving forward. They can pay their bills, they can maintain their apartments, they can know where they stand. If they have strata titles, they can go into the bank, take a loan to improve their facility at some point or the other.
Unemployment seems to be very high. It's clear that a lot of young people are not working at this time. Your government, of course, the government that you promised will be representing the people of Dominica, you're now in opposition. You're promising how many jobs?
12,000, at least 12,000 jobs by 2025.
12,000.
New jobs.
At least 12,000 jobs. New jobs by 2025.
We're not talking about the kind of jobs that the NEP is promoting, or the government may be promoting as it relates to NEP.
Well, Matt, the jobs are going to be created not only by government agencies, but through the private sector. Because what we want to do is to improve the environment in Dominica to attract expansion of existing business and to attract new businesses. There are a lot of talented people who own small businesses. Over the past 19 years, some of them have gone out of business. So we have to find a way to bring them back into the business pool. And how are we going to do that? Of course, to sit with them, find out what are their needs, and to do our best to meet their needs. As part of improving the business environment, the physical infrastructure of Dominica must improve. And that is why we are committed to build an international airport. That is why we are committed to improve the roads and the bridges.
Are you saying that the international airport will not be built in the next, because the Prime Minister has promised?
Well, Matt, the Labour Party government is not going to get a chance to build the international airport because we expect an election during the course of the year and they'll be out.
They're on the way out.
And furthermore, the people of Dominica have lost confidence in the Dominica Labour Party government because they have flip-flopped on the international airport issue. We have heard a number of promises. I don't know if you recall, the Prime Minister once pronounced that the government of Dominica had entered into a contract with a company in China for the construction of the international airport. But even before he got to that point, remember some years ago, the Dominica Labour Party debated that we did not need an international airport, such that the current Prime Minister, St. Vincent, came to Dominica to further embolden the Prime Minister of Dominica's position that we did not need an international airport. Then, for political reasons, they are now saying we need an international airport and we're going to construct an international airport. So the people of Dominica are not taking the Labour Party government seriously.
And really, in fact, the Dominicans cannot take the Labour Party seriously about building an international airport, because for every election cycle over the last four election cycles, they have promised, as you hinted to earlier on, they have promised the construction of an international airport. Over the last election, for example, they promised and they said that there were Chinese here in Dominica ready to start the construction at Quantum Point. And so today, as has already been said, if this government had any interest and if they were serious about the construction of an international airport, they would have already been well on the way, because when they came into office 19 years ago, they met all of the plans there ready to go, all the studies there ready to go, money there ready to go, land purchased in the very area that they say they're buying land right now. So clearly, they could not have been serious about building an international airport. And so Dominicans have come to understand once bitten, twice shy. You can, how many times do you want to fool me? And so Honorable Joshua Francis is quite right in stating that the plans for an international airport and the construction can only be done and will be done as a priority when the United Workers Party team comes.
I heard the Calypsonian Jerry putting in nice words. Every election comes around, they launch an international airport. Did you hear that?
He did.
Is that what you're saying?
That's what we've been having.
All right, Dominique, we're going to come back after this break. We're going to come back. Let's do this.
You've requested it and we have heard. You have been asking and it's now a reality. St. Lucia, St. Lucia, St. Lucia. May Day, one day to St. Lucia with Val Ferry, May 6th. For only $264, we are sailing to the Helen of the West, St. Lucia. Departing the Rosa Ferry Terminal at 6 a.m. Departing St. Lucia at 6 p.m. Contact our offices to register. Val Ferry, May Day, one day to St. Lucia, May 6th. Your wish is Val Ferry Commander. Said Lissy Val Ferry Kevin Papa.
Since in the city, this Thursday night from 8:30 p.m., Prosper and Friends present Calypso Meets Bouillon. Yes, you heard right. Calypso Meets Bouillon. Come here, Calypsonians like Lugas. Yes, the same Lugas, Intruder, Sour Sour, Lady V, Acre, Mighty Robin, and so much more. On the Bouillon side, we have C-Square and the People's Band, the Bouillon Band, the Powder Band, Triple K Combo, DJ Fantastic will be playing all the hottest tunes. The price is only $20 and security is going to be extremely tight. There will be plenty of prizes and surprises. So this Thursday, all roads lead to Simpsons in the city, where Calypso meets Bouillon. Don't miss it! Linking up the sponsors one time. Big Edge Financial, Dominica National Lottery, Venus Gaming Center, Davos Biomopoly, G&P Pharmacy, Melissa Skell, and Kyrie FM, the People's Station.
station come. They lodge you in airport. Look cross back up and run. Where your capital is hot. Deliberate procrastination to spread misery across the nation, so they can turn around and appear to be the savior of the land. But no, we have never had it so bad.
At 1:27 in the afternoon time, we're talking to the MP for the Roseau South constituency. Of course, we was calling there Mr. Mike Wallace in the afternoon there to talk on the block. Of course, we will be opening our lines here in a few minutes because I know you want to call, but we'll give you a few minutes to call. In a few minutes, we'll allow you to call Joshua Francis. So you spoke about 12,000 jobs.
12,000 jobs, and that will come by real economic growth. So we have a job to grow the economy, and we're going to focus on renewable energy because we want to reduce the cost of production in Dominica. Light industries, manufacturing industries currently cannot do well in Dominica because of the high cost of electricity. And therefore, our government is going to invest heavily in renewable, low-cost energy, which will serve as an impetus for businesses in the light industries and manufacturing industries to come to Dominica to operate. Furthermore, we're going to improve the ease of doing business. And well, how are we going to do that? By improving our registries, improving all the departments and institutions required to help in doing business in Dominica.
I've heard, you know, for many years now that investors are coming, mm-hmm. but we have not seen really real investors. Do you plan to attract a lot more investors?
Yeah, well, as I said, that is going to be important because right now government expenditure is one of the key components of national income. What we want to do is to increase investments because for national income to grow, you're going to have to increase production. You're going to have to increase your resources. And the resources must be allocated in one of the components of national income, whether it's government expenditure, investment, exports, consumption. Now, small economies like ours, consumption does not play a big component, like in places like the United States of America, where consumption makes up about 70% of the national income. But what we intend to do is to make Dominica more palatable for investments. So we can see an increase in investment. An increase in investment will lead to an increase in exports, because right now we're not really producing anything to export. If we increase our export revenue, net exports revenue will improve. Because as you know, there's an imbalance of trade. We import a lot of things. So we need to become more self-reliant. And our government is going to invest in domestic production, meaning that we're going to allocate more revenue, more funds into agriculture, encourage more people to get into farming, do some organic farming. That's important. We're going to redefine the process. Of course, you have heard the Honorable incoming Prime Minister, Honorable Lennox Linton, made certain pronouncements on his last speech at that press conference. And we'll refer to some of his pronouncements. Mm-hmm. But we have, as I said, Matt, we have a strategy. We have a broad macroeconomic development plan for Dominica. And in that plan, we have short-term plans, meaning that within the first year, even within the first 90 days, there are certain things we intend to do to really spark the economy, to really give it that kind of push. Because until we grow our economy, we're not going to get sustainable development. We will not be able to create the type of jobs we are talking about. Because that 12,000 jobs is not an artificial job creation. It's not something like the NEP where the government is going to force jobs on the people. Naturally, when you grow an economy, what it means is that more money is going to be in circulation. Small businesses are going to be doing better. Mm. The retail sector is going to be doing better. Light manufacturing, the hotels, the vendors. So with more money in circulation, with expansion of the private sector, all of a sudden, you're going to get a demand for an increase in workers. So more persons are going to find jobs. With that improvement, we expect to see an increase in salaries and wages. Of course, we're going to provide a statutory provision to increase the minimum wage in Dominica by from $4.05 to at least 50% increase. As has been stated, at this hour in our history, it is really unacceptable for anyone to be working for less than $1,000 EC. So that is going to improve. With making Dominica more conducive for small businesses and for businesses in general, the government has a responsibility to also improve the environment by improving the infrastructure. And that too is going to absorb workers, skilled workers, unskilled workers. and semi-skilled workers. Of course, we want to go on a heavy investment in the physical infrastructure in Dominica to improve the roads, to improve our hospitals. So all that is going to be part of the job creation process. Somebody may ask, where are we going to get the money? Well, the money is available. This government, unlike previous government, has had the privilege of having revenue from VAT, from having revenue from passport sales, from getting revenue from serious grants from Venezuela. Well, Venezuela is out of the picture right now. We're not going to get the type of money that we got from them over the past 19 years or within the last 19 years. But China, as a friend, that superpower, we have been able to get soft loans and major grants. But the question is, where did we put that money? Well, we put the money in non-productive sectors. If you build a White House, a State House, that is not something that's going to generate money for you. Our government is going to allocate monies into areas that can generate money and absorb workers. Because once you do that, you put people into work, production increases, efficiency increases. All of a sudden, you're going to find national income on the rise. So, as I said, we have short-term, medium-term and long-term plans, and I'm excited to be part of that process.
Let me ask a question, because I've been hearing this circulating there. I walk the streets of Roseau, you know, on a daily basis. I hear people talk both on both sides of the fence. People say if the opposition United Workers Party is elected into government, some say when, some say if, it's going to be difficult for the UWP in, say, the first 100 days, because all the systems of government may have been corrupted. So you have a lot of people to remove there or you know, change there. And you, if you get in my drift. So the systems are very corrupted to make it difficult for you to govern.
Well, that's not going to be difficult to do, Matt. We believe in meritocracy. And therefore, review the human resource structure of these institutions. And if there are people who want to qualify to be in certain positions, then naturally we're going to put them into areas where they can discharge your talent to the benefit of that institution and to Dominica by extension. Of course, we're not into the business of victimization. We're not going there to victimize people. We're not looking to hurt people because they did not support or not supporting the United Workers Party, because we want to improve the efficiency within the public service. So that is not something that's going to be very difficult, Matt. Of course, we're not going to do it on our own. We're a party of inclusion. We're going to invite the people with the talents, the people with the knowledge, the people with the wisdom and understanding in the respective fields to help us. So, for example, in the area of sports, an area which Dominica Labour Party failed over the past 19 years. If you look at sports generally on the island, Matt, you'll realize that it's underwhelming as far as the participation in sports, the organization of sporting activities, and the national performance in the different sporting fields. Our party is also a party of sports, because we believe that the young people require recreational facilities. Also, the younger children, Matt, this country really provides very little for younger children to participate in extracurricular activities, whether it's in indoor sports facilities, outdoor sports facilities, non-traditional sports, recreational facilities on a whole.
So sports is a big thing for your party.
It is a big thing for our party. If you look at our last manifesto, 2014, you would realize that we spoke a lot about our sports. And within the party rank and file, we have a lot of sports enthusiasts, people with a sporting background, people with love for sports, people who understand the importance of sports. So even that itself is part of the package that we intend to deliver. And that too, by improving the sporting facilities, it requires people to do that. That's where jobs come in. I'm sure Mr. Mike will agree. Of course, he has the experience. He has seen how things happen. By improving and building new sporting facilities, it means that people are going to be required to build and to manage.
Absolutely. It's all about job creation. First, you build the economy, you allow the economy to grow. And as the economy grows, of course, you're going to be creating new jobs, which is the big thing. You mentioned the first 100 days. Of course, a new incoming government, the UWP government, is going to be concerned about bread and butter issues, because there are many people who are hurting. They've been hurting for a long time. And so these people, first and foremost, are going to have to be concentrated on to ensure that they find relief. This is why, for example, farmers will need to get cash relief to assist them over those first 100 days so that they can get themselves motivated and going again. And of course, as we speak about farming and the new agriculture industry that is to be brought about, by the new government, the new UWP, Team Dominica government. As we speak about this, what jumps out is the Valley, Mon Prosper, Girardel. Matt, it is. You may have seen some photographs that came out of a big day that the
People's Day,
the incoming PALREP had in the constituency, and it was when you think of agriculture in Dominica, I refer to that area, Mon Prosper, part of the Rosa South constituency, Girardel area, as the front line on the new agriculture industry, because this is an area you will find land that you, agricultural lands that are ready for production that you will find nowhere else on Dominica. I have to say that, and what I was intrigued by is to find that people are energized, people are working in spite of the lack of support. People are working, they're doing things, and Matt, it is just absolutely amazing. And I have never seen so many women. I have to say hats off to all the women in that area. I've never seen so many productive women in agriculture in one place. There's so much to say. I am very excited.
Hello, yes. hello, the telephone. Hello?
Good afternoon, Matt. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you.
And good afternoon to the Honorable Joshua Francis, my favorite batsman for Team Dominica. And his company, Mr. Wallace, is his name?
Yes, Mr. Wallace. Yes, Mr. Wallace.
Yeah, Matt, I want to talk about bread and butter issue, because the Honorable Joshua talk about businesses. And we know there are some businesses that is left and they are suffering. And I think why they are suffering is because they need customers. So we have to look at, or the question I want to ask, how are we going to ensure that the citizens, that people have enough money in their hand so they could spend the money? Because not when you leave Dominica, like everybody want to leave Dominica under Roosevelt, regime and the rest of the scabbard. When you leave Dominica, anywhere you go, I'm not talking about England or America or any of the more developing states. I'm just talking about the Caribbean. You go to St. Martin or Guadeloupe or St. Lucia or even St. Kitts, Antigua. And any one of these countries you go to, you can get a job. And that job, you have to pay for an apartment. You have to pay your utility bills. You have to be able to buy gas. You got to buy food. If you're sick, you could buy your medicine, you could go to a doctor. Only in Dominica. We cannot do that. So what my question is, how are we going to ensure that we give our people more spending power? And I got another question again. And this one is for you, I'm sure. Are we going to install an ombudsman? And I got it from what is his name? He always on your show, Matt. I listen to him a lot. Last night he was on there. But he got a plan which he recommend that any government coming up, they have to...
Oh, you mean Assi Martin?
Implement. Yes. And that is one of those things that stuck in my head. An ombudsman is like a specter, because I didn't even know the Constitution
provides
for provision already for an ombudsman, and no administration before has done that. And I think it's very important, because these people have to be accounted, that we have to hold them responsible. You know what I mean? So I want to know if we are going to appoint an ombudsman and look into our situation, where all this money, we don't know how many passports sell, we don't know how much money that we just, people just doing what they want, man. And finally, our democratic system is in shambles. When you have a speaker that is biased, you have a police commissioner that is one-sided, you have the president that is one-sided, you have the IPO, it's dead, you have the electoral commission, it's dead. I mean, how are we going to get back full democratic system in Dominica? Because this institution has to be independent.
All right, I'll tell you what. Of course, many more people are calling. I want to allow other people. But thanks for your call. I suspect Joshua want to answer a few of the ombudsman, one of the critical points he made earlier.
Well, that is a dead limb in the Constitution of Dominica. Since 1978, we have never appointed an ombudsman. Even before we discuss whether we ought to appoint an ombudsman or not, the United Workers Party Team Dominica is committed to once again set up a committee to review the Constitution of Dominica, because we may have to re-engineer the Constitution to update it. Of course, to make changes within the Constitution, especially entrench laws, you do not only need two-thirds majority in Parliament. In some cases, you have to do a referendum. Mm-hmm. The appointment of an ombudsman needs to be discussed. Ultimately, we have to determine how is it going to serve the public. If it's something that we feel that the public really needs, we have to appoint one. But I'm not going to say that automatically we're just going to appoint an ombudsman. We survived for 19 years without one, right? We may have something better than an ombudsman, and that's why we need to review the Constitution in context of where we are, so that we can know whether it would be in the best interest of the nation to appoint one, or to appoint a position that's even better than an ombudsman. Because really, an ombudsman is usually a legal engineer, an attorney, appointed by a state to take complaints from persons within the public domain. So, for example, a gentleman made mention of accountability of public funds. If a worker within a certain ministry is aware of some bad practices, he or she, if that person feels aggrieved by what's happening, then he or she could go to the ombudsman. The ombudsman then take into consideration the plight of the person and then takes the necessary step to provide relief. So it's something that definitely we would have to consider. But as I said, in the first instance, what we want to do is to put a commission together, get the expertise, and to review the Constitution of Dominica, and where necessary, to make the changes.
All right. Let's take a break. Yes, it's a very busy afternoon. They're 1:43 already. We have so many questions to ask. Stick around.
To Simpsons in the city, this Thursday night from 8:40 p.m. Prosper and Friends present Calypso meets Bouillon. Yes, you heard right. Calypso meets Bouillon. Come here, Calypsonians like Lugas. Yes, the same Lugas, Intruder, Sour Sour, Lady V, Acre, Mighty Robin, and so much more. On the Bouillon side, we have C Square and the People's Banner, the Bouillon Banner, the Powder Banner, Triple K Combo, DJ Fantastic will be playing all the hottest tunes. The price is only $20 and security is going to be extremely tight. There will be plenty of prizes and surprises. So this Thursday, all roads lead to Sims's in the city, where Calypso meets Bouillon. Don't miss it! Linking up the sponsors one time, Big Edge Financial, Dominica National Lottery, Venus Gaming Center, Davos Biomonopoly, G&P Pharmacy, Melissa Scarlett, and Cairo FM, the People's Station.
Restaurant, we can have all the food we want. Today I'll take you to Guia. I'll have a soup, what will you have? Have you ever been to Guia? Baby, let's go down to Guia. You and me could go eat a braaf, a kalalu or a stew. When you reach, you'll get the menu. Fish and beef to name a few. A delighted spot to relax. I'm telling you it is facts. Great food for the right price. The food is yummy and nice. A fabulous bakery. Great pastries in variety. Baby, come on, let's go with me. The staff, they're very friendly. So let we go to Guiav, to Guiav, we must go.
We show and we be, pour nous pour walk to. But like a fair show, tout moun ka chauffe, men everywhere.
It's the grand finale. It's the battle royal for stand-up supremacy. It's the stand-up 2019 Monarch of the 10th. Wednesday, February 27th, on the strip, Lale Coco, 9 p.m.
I am a Dominican.
Who will be the stand-up monarch of the 10th? The valedictorian, the stand-up champion. Can Monarch Stasha B, Observer, Hunter, Scrunter, Caressa add to your royal collection? What about Lugers?
Caressa, I hope you not go say I'm singing stars. Where do you not?
Web like diamond. man, J.D. Jamabi.
I feel like I'm in a crazy pool.
Homie, Daniel Intruder Checker. Crispy Shadow Floor Hunter Healer Trendsetter. Whatever Comforter Hixie Nasha. Summer Summer Lady Me. Backed up by Swinging Stairs. Also, Sakis Level Coming. The 2019 Junior Calypso Morak. And the reigning Val Fairy Kong Shell Blowing Champion. Entrance only $40.
They deliver right overnight.
Partners include the Dominic Electric Commission, Heineken, Val Ferry, Big Edge, Soccer Rum, Digicel, Doblek, Stones, Ginger Wine, DBS Radio, KRFM, LA Enterprise, Argo Cement, Ready Mix Concrete, The Same Man Vibes Radio, QFM Media, 7-Eleven, DNO, Zainus, Visual Ads, and more.
We have never had it so bad. They have never had it so good.
The stand up morning of the tenter this Wednesday, the big one, baby.
The countdown is on for the biggest daytime event for this carnival. Viva La Carnival. Coolers, check. DJs, check. Triple K, check. And family, check. Carnival Saturday, March 2nd. Doors open 4 p.m. Come early. USVI, Lock. Miami, Lock. Trinidad, Lock. Dominica, Lock. With the most powerful DJs. DJ Avalanche, LL Cool Blaze, and Dream Team, Lord Hype. Hosted by Patrick the Hype Man. Unstoppable DJs. DJ Spawner, DJ Flea, DJ Snow, DJ MJ, Major Mystic and Triple K International. Ticket outlets, Digicel outlets, Garraway Enterprises, Last Flight Bar in Marigot, Bullseye Pharmacy in Portsmouth and Roseau, Twilight Bar on the Port, Cube Cheese Barbershop, Defect, and committee members. Tickets $110 easy. This event is sponsored by Witcher, Petro Caribbean, Kyrie FM, Belfast Estate, Astafan, Archipelago, Element Agency, Jolly's Pharmacy, English Harbor Rum, El Dorado Rum, and telecommunications partner Digicel. Only biodegradable disposable will be used at this event. Viva
La Carnaval! Cool effect!
Not all rums are created equal. With all the care, attention, and craft that goes into El Dorado, it's more than just a fine rum. El Dorado exists to create deeper, more richly crafted rum experiences for drinkers to explore and savor longer. The richer the craft, the deeper the experience. Cheers to drinking quality. Drink El Dorado. Available island-wide. Distributed by Belfast Estate Limited.
Before the break, we spoke about a little about the constitutional review, Joshua. I suspect you wanted to add a few points to that.
Right, Matt. If you heard the incoming Prime Minister, the Honorable Lennox Linton, he stated that Team Dominica United Workers Party intends to provide a fixed date for election. Because currently, as you know, the Prime Minister can call election whenever he desires. And with a fixed date, that will be taken away. But for that to happen, we will need constitutional amendments. Hence, another reason why we need a commission to review the constitution to make the necessary suggestions, keeping that in mind. Another thing that we intend to do, that is the United Workers Party Team Dominica, is to have a fixed date. The other thing is to have a term limit for prime ministers, two term limits, meaning that you are not allowed to serve beyond two terms. You serve 10 years, and then you step out, you allow someone to succeed you. And that's where succession comes in. Of course, there are arguments for and against. Mm-hmm. But at this hour, we would like those things to happen. And for it to happen, we need a constitutional amendment. And that will also take into consideration what the previous caller stated as far as the appointment of an ombudsman. It is already an existing provision within the constitution. Mm-hmm. But in as much as we want to review the constitution, we will have to reconsider the way forward. Of course, there are other issues, the whole concept of dual citizenship, the question of whether if you have citizenship of another country, whether you could serve Dominica at parliamentary level. As you know, in 2014, we had this infamous case involving the Prime Minister and Peter Sejan, the mm-hmm. question of whether they gave allegiance to France when they were nominated to contest an election. So all those sort of things will be reviewed. Of course, there will be people trained in that area. And Matt, if you recall, in 1996, the United Workers Party government, as it was then, had set up a commission to review the constitution of Dominica. And out of that study, certain recommendations were presented. Unfortunately, with the United Workers Party out of government, the present government did not operate on what they had obtained from that review. That, of course, of many other things that were good for the country, but they abandoned the project. With the incoming government, Team Dominica United Workers Party, we're going to revisit that issue, constitutional review.
Let's take a few phone calls. My telephones are going crazy here. Hi, good afternoon. Hi. Hello? Oh, you didn't have the patience. Hello, talk to me. Yes?
Good afternoon, Matt.
Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon to the Honorable Joshua Francis.
Hi, good afternoon.
And Mike Wallace.
Good afternoon, my brother.
Gentlemen, can one of you speak to the party's plans for assisting the farmers to export their fresh produce, specifically vegetables and fruits, and flowers? And in flowers, I particularly have Girodel and Eglistan in mind, because I know we produce some of the best flowers there. And from what I see yesterday, pictures I've seen of Mount Prosper, and I'm sure there are other areas in Dominica, the farmers would need assistance to export those produce to other countries. Can you speak to the party's plans about that? Thank you very much.
Well, thank you very much, caller, for your question here. You're quite right. One of the things that you will find is, as you spoke about the level of productivity that goes on in Girodel, like the Stern, as far as flowers are concerned, and then you go to some place, somewhere like Mount Prosper, and the same in vegetables. So clearly, as it has been stated already, that there will be refrigerated containerized ships that will be purchased. I think the incoming Prime Minister spoke of two of those ships that would be purchased almost immediately upon coming into office, because marketing for, as you mentioned, fresh crops, fresh produce is something that is critical. And of course, when we speak about this, we have to also tie it into the construction of the international airport, because the truth about it is, when we are talking about vegetables and these things, they need to be able to get to the market. If it's in the United States, if it's wherever it is, you have to be able to get to the market within a few hours. And so the best way to do this is by way of large aircraft, cargo planes that will move those type of merchandise. And so this is why it is important, it's very essential that the international airport be put in place. But in addition to this, in fact, one of the we came up with one word to describe the greatest need for farmers: support. What the farmers of this country have not had over the last 19 years is support from the government, because it is government that is going to, for example, as we spoke about, provide the proper transportation for your produce to the market, but more importantly, to begin with, the farmers need access roads to their farms. And this is something that has been lacking drastically. So once again, you require government, and a new incoming government will immediately look to put in place the road infrastructure to the farms, to improve them to a quality where we can have, you know, the farmers' produce get into market properly and on time. So that has to be. And when we speak here, of course, the mention has been made of moving to the organic industry, because we have to understand, I was just reading an article here, that the organic industry, in terms of organic farming, it has reached, in 2016, it reached $89.7 billion, just about 80 billion euros, with the United States leading this. In 2016 alone, France grew their consumption of organic produce by 22%. And when we speak of France here, and remember, they are the third largest in terms of global consumption of organic produce, they are our closest neighbor. I remember, in fact, the late Rosie Douglas always spoke about us being able to take advantage of this. This is clearly the time, because with Guadeloupe and Martinique
right there as part of France with that kind of a growth.
Yeah, half a million people right there.
Right there. It is. This is a market that we have to focus on. And so, yes, there is a big, big future for the new agriculture industry in Dominica.
156, maybe two more phone calls. Oh, boy. Time. Hello, talk to me.
Yeah. Blessings, Matt. Blessings yes. to you, my brethren.
Yes, sir.
Honorable Joshua Francis, same here.
Blessings.
Blessings. One is a psychologist, one is an attorney at law, and one is a researcher. So let me just pose three questions. We can clearly see Roosevelt's carrot and this administration does not really want Dominicans to learn to fish. I big that can tell you about it. Dr. Thompson Fountain, Dr. Dale Dungaben, Dr. Pascal, Dr. Kelsick, and you know, what is it, Dr. Sam Christian, and many other people. Look at how they're trying to destroy an ambitious brother and very educated Joshua Francis. That is clear for us to see. The psychologist or the psychiatry, whatever. You notice there are some strange intervals in the onslaught on Dominicans by the Prime Minister, because whenever he opens his mouth, he tends to try to denigrate everybody. Could it be he was advised that do not speak unless somebody have something written for him, unlike Joshua, Lennox, and these other people, Thompson and Mornell, and spontaneous and perfectly in time, so to speak. And the other thing, as advice for the lawyer, let me try to be quick. Mr. Francis, having to do with the keys being given to the houses we're hearing about, what is the process of they getting a certificate of title to seal the deal? Thank you. Blessings.
That's a subject by itself.
You spoke about, you know,
the strata title.
Yes,
he asked about the process. That will require some more time. I see we only have two more minutes, so we could deal with that on another occasion, Mr. Blessings.
All right, but before we go, let's take one final phone call. Make it fast, 30 seconds. Are you there, caller?
Good afternoon. Yes,
quickly.
Good afternoon, Honorable Joshua Francis and Mike Wally. For Dominica to grow, labor must go.
All right, we get that point. So we need a question here. Hello, talk to me. Yes, hello.
Yes, Matt, good afternoon.
Quickly.
Yes, I have a little concern. I'm calling from the U.S. And I have some people, especially in the Laplane constituency. And we have some people, like a good friend of mine, that's living in the U.S. for quite a while. She left Dominica at the age of 16. And she just got an email yesterday telling her that she's registered to vote in Dominica. Are we going to do something on that? Are we going to still talk about the election reform? Because that thing needs to change.
All right, caller. Joshua, you don't have too many seconds. But I'm sure you'll try to answer the question there.
Well, unfortunately, Matt, we don't have the time. But
reform.
For the benefit of the caller, this is not something that we have stopped talking about. We continue to demand electoral reform. An electoral reform does not only include cleaning the voters list, but we are asking for campaign finance reform as far as the management of campaign funds. One of our concerns is the whereabouts of the monies made available for campaign and the source of these funds, because what we do not want is to associate ourselves with crooks and criminals, take money from them, and when we form a government, to provide favors, to work as facilitators for drug trafficking, among other illegal practices. That is just one reason why we need campaign finance reform. It cannot be that we win elections based on bribery and cheating, meaning that the party with the most money ends up winning. We cannot encourage that kind of thing. But Matt, we don't have the time to go in further details. So I just wanted to call on Dominicans in view of the fact that we're in the carnival season to be responsible. Do not drink excessively. Conduct yourselves responsibly. Respect your fellow brothers and try to avoid trouble. If trouble comes to you, run away from it. Flee from the devil so the devil can flee away from you. Enjoy yourselves, especially our visitors coming from abroad. Of course, when you come here, you may be very disappointed in the conditions of the roads. You'll still be disappointed that when you get to the Douglas Charles Airport and you pick up your luggage, or you go to pick up your luggage, you look at our conveyor belt and you laugh. You know, many people say to me when they are at the airport, that alone signals to them why we need a change in Dominica.
Mr. Mike Wallace, final words, huh?
I will say, well, thank you very much, Matt, for having us here today, as always. And thanks to your listeners out there. I want to say thanks to those people out in the diaspora there. Quite a few people listening here. My daughters, and a few other people here that I won't call the names. But I want to also reach out to the Roseau South constituents. I want to say that constituency, all of the people here who are living, they're always listening. I want to reach out to them and say thank you for listening, and let us get ready, continue to do what we are doing, and be ready for when the bell is rung to do the right thing, and it's time to vote for a new government.
Gentlemen, it was a pleasure. Let's try to do it a little earlier next week. You see, the time is going so quickly.
Yeah.
We're going to try at 12:30 next week.
Yeah, definitely. Well, once I'm not in court and I have the time, I'll make myself available.
I will be Ash Wednesday.
Yeah. So, Matt, enjoy yourself.
Thank you, my brother.
Have a good one. God bless you. God bless Mr. Mike, the United Workers Party Team Dominica. Good afternoon to all executive members and the honorable leader, Mr. Lennox Linton. And Rosa Saul, good afternoon. Enjoy yourself. Have a good one. Take
all right,
care.
Thank you.
God bless.
But don't abuse it. Brought to you by Belfast Estate Limited.
Come on, baby, let's get moving. Cause today is we have we going. We going, we have restaurant. We can have all the food we want. Today I'll take you to Guia. I'll have a soup, what will you have? Have you ever been to Guia? Baby, let's go down to Guia. You and me, good boy, it's a braaf. A kalalu or a stew. When you reach, you'll get the menu. Fish and beef to name a few. A delighted spot to relax. I'm telling you, it is facts. Great food for the right price. The food is yummy and nice. A fabulous bakery. Great pastries in variety. Baby, come on, let's go with me. The staff, they're very friendly. So let we go to Guiav, to Guiav. We must go.
Galesa. Galesa.
Dominica, all roads lead to Sims is in the city. This Thursday night from 8:30 p.m. Prosper and Friends present Calypso Meets Bouillon. Yes, you heard right. Calypso Meets Bouillon. Come here, Calypsonians like Lugas. Yes, the same Lugas. Intruder, Sour Sour, Lady V, Acre, Mighty Robin, and so much more. On the Bouillon side, we have C-Square and the People's Band, the Bouillon Band, the Powder Band, Jupiter Combo, DJ Fantastic will be playing all the hottest tunes. The price is only $20 and security is going to be extremely tight. There will be plenty of prizes and surprises. So this Thursday, all roads lead to Sims is in the city, where Calypso meets Bouillon. Don't miss it! Linking up the sponsors one time. Big Edge Financial, Dominica National Lottery, Venus Gaming Center, Davos Biomopoly, G&P Pharmacy, Melissa Skell, and Kyrie FM, the People's Station.
Super Carnival Special. From today until March 2nd, 2019, Sunburst canned juices, only $2.25. Cranberry juice, 64 ounce, only $9.95. 1 liter pineapple juice, light, less sugar, only $3.95. Non-alcoholic juices, only $8.95. Big sale on biscuits from as low as $1.95. Also, enjoy our Banks beer, malt, and XM rum, 5, 10, and 15 years at the best price in town. Remember, we are here for you.